Well, obviously, anytime you win, it's a great win, no matter how you get it. And certainly when you've been struggling like we have, it's a great win. 14-08 in the game, we go down 21-9. And, you know, a lot of things can happen at that point. And I was very proud of how our players, for the first time, I felt like, refused to change how they thought and how they think, and poured their heart and their soul in the last 14 minutes. And if you look at what we did then, the defense comes out, they have five stops, three and out, five and out, four and out, three and out, four and out. One of the stops was in a four-minute situation, one of them in a two-minute situation. That's a phenomenal job. Offense comes out, they have a 60-yard drive for a touchdown, 68-yard drive for a touchdown. On those two drives, we were 10 for 10, 106 yards, two TDs, and two big plays. You know, I mean, unbelievable. Special teams, we knocked two punts inside the 20, and then when we needed it the most, Chris hits a 50-yarder, hangs it up there pretty good to get the field position back. So what a great team effort the last 14 minutes of the game, and really proud of that. This week, it's the standard of the WAC. And, you know, I always say to be a good football team, everybody wants to know what the formula is for being a good team. Do you run it? Do you throw it? Do you, what is it? Well, I've always said good football teams are good at everything. You're good at everything. You have no deficiencies. You're better at some things than others. But if you're a good football team, you're good at everything. That's Boise State. And when you look at the film, they play with tremendous toughness. They play with tremendous effort. They play with scheme discipline. They have good players, and they're well coached. And, you know, going into that game last night, 12 points a game, 230 yards a game. So I wouldn't expect to see 70 points. Y'all go ahead and fire away.
You didn't expect that, but at the same time, do you expect Nevada playing as well as they did again?
Well, Nevada has an outstanding offense. You know, they put up 700 yards on Fresno. They cause you some problems, but the one thing that you do notice is they play with toughness. Nevada did. They matched the toughness, and they have a good scheme and a good quarterback. But, you know, you take out the Hawaii game, how many points have we scored, you know, total? I mean, we can't score 70. So when I say don't expect 70, I'm talking about next week, right?
Do you expect it to be in somewhat of, do you feel like it has to be a shootout to beat this Boise team?
Well, I feel like if we're in a shootout with anybody, we're probably going to lose. That's not really our style of football, not with, you know, how we're doing on the offensive side of the ball. So if we don't hold them from scoring a little bit, it's going to be a tough hoe for us. I mean, that's just a fact. Because, just like I said, you look at the five games prior to Nevada, 12 points a game, 230 yards a game. Nobody's moving the ball. Nobody's scoring points on it. So it's going to be a challenge.
Joe, getting back to Saturday, how bad did your team need a win like this? How bad did your offense need a quarter like that, fourth quarter?
Well, I mean, it was as bad as you can say it. I mean, now, where do we go from here? I mean, it's one game, so you can't get so overjoyed and say we're here when we're not. But at the same time, it's a lot to learn from and build from. I mean, it was a good step of progress for our program. I really believe that. You know, to win in the fourth quarter, to come from behind in the fourth quarter, and doing it for the first time. You know, that's the hardest time to do it, the first time. Because really, I'm not sure we were convinced we could do it. And at some point, you just got to do it. And that's why I say the only answer is you just keep working and you keep plugging out there, and eventually it'll break. And that's what happened.
Did your team mature this past game?
I'm sorry?
Did your team mature this past game?
I hope so. I hope they learned what it takes to win. And, you know, but you can't forget that for three quarters, we didn't look very good. So it's not like we just, you know, all of a sudden we can throw and catch and we're rolling now. We're going to put 40 on the board. That we got a lot of work to do. So we made a lot of mistakes. I mean, we had about 9 drops. We had some very poor throws and poor reads. I mean, it was the same problems. We were 2 of 14 on third down, right, which was, you know, that's the poor throws and the drops. Those were, a lot of them were third down. So we have a lot of work to do. And certainly if we play 3 quarters like that Saturday, we're not going to have a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
Are there certain members of the team that their attitudes change, they take it upon themselves from the first 3 quarters of the fourth quarter, put them on their backs and say, let's go?
Well, I think that the whole demeanor of the team, I don't think you can really point out, but there was a lot of energy on the sideline. And even when they went up 21-9, I didn't see anybody do this, that, here we go. And so that was good. Now, you got to have the energy, but then you need a little spark. And I've been saying it for 4 games. And, you know, we hit a pass to Shane Womack before the touchdown. It just gives you some juice when you get a big play. I don't know what happens. And then all of a sudden we get lucky, catch a touchdown. And I think when we caught that, man, that really was the spark we needed. It's like, you know, you start putting a little weight on your shoulders when you hadn't scored a touchdown. I mean, then it really affects you mentally. So it's like, all right, that part's out of the way. Let's go win. And that's what they did.
You mentioned Zach's numbers the last 2 drives. Obviously kind of worsening in that hurry-up style offense. You think that's maybe fits his style?
Well, I don't know. We did some. We've had a lot of hurry-ups with him before, you know. So, you know, I don't think it was the style of offense that was the difference that last 14 minutes. I mean, we were running the same plays we ran the second and third quarter, you know. They were running the same coverages. We just happened to throw it a little better and catch it. I mean, I wish there was a – I mean, I'd like to sit up here and say we schemed them and all that. We didn't. I mean, we threw it and caught it. And we threw it to the open guy, and the open guy caught it when it was thrown to him. And then we made a guy miss, which we need to start doing. And I've been saying that. I mean, we get the bare minimum when we throw and catch. Throw it, catch it, get tackled. Phillip made a nice move and took off. So time will tell on all that stuff. Time will tell. I will say this about Zach. Here's what was different about him. His whole demeanor during the entire game was different than I've ever seen it, in a good way. He was calm. He never got affected. He just had a nice presence about him. And he was still making some mistakes and throws and that sort of thing. But in past, I've seen as the game goes and the mistakes happen, you know, the tension builds and the play worsens. And I didn't see that this game. And I hope we can build on that part of it.
With the number of drop passes, as a former receiver yourself, do you see something that the receivers aren't fully concentrating on or doing wrong while they're not catching?
Yeah, they're not looking at it. I mean, I'm serious. The ball's coming to them, and right when it's about to get on them, they start peeking. And I told them today, I said, I got an 8-year-old. Who he knows if you don't look at the ball, you're not going to catch it. I mean, it's that ridiculous. Now, it's a confidence thing, you know, and what happens is it's like, you know, you get a couple of drops, and then here we go, you know, and the drops happen. You know, you ever been on a tee box and a guy messes his drive up, and then you walk up there and you've been hitting it good all day, and all of a sudden you hit one, you say, where did that come from? It's like, man, you're looking at it. I play with bad golfers. Sometimes I just do this when they're hitting because I don't want the imagery of, you know, it's weird, the mind. But it is. I'm like, man, I never hit one like that ever. But I just watched him hit it in my mind. It's in your mind. So you just got to, I mean, it's taking your eyes off the ball. But it's not something we can't correct. I mean, they don't have bad hands. You know, and the balls weren't perfect either. We got to do a better job of making accurate throws. When you're running across and it's back here, it was like this a lot. You know, so we got to do a better job. When we're running, we put it here. Accurate throws, you don't have a lot of drops, and you make guys miss. You know, when the throw's not accurate, you might drop it, and even if you do catch it, you can't run after the catch. So we got to improve all that.
Derek, were you in just Saturday night when you told me that Brian Jackson, that you'd gotten him contacts, or was that?
Well, he's got a, yeah, I mean, I was serious.
Okay.
He's got a stigmatism in his eye, which affects his eyesight, you know, so. Glad to find that out now.
Check the other receiver.
I didn't know if he was joking with me or not.
No, I was serious. I heard Steve laughing.
Yeah.
I'd already told him.
Any plans to use Michael anymore?
Yeah, we're going to still play Mike. We're going to need Mike at some point. It wasn't Mike's night. You know, he struggled a little bit early, and they did some good things. But we're going to still need him. And what great character he has. I mean, smiling after the game, hugging, happy we won, you know. And I tell you what, guys, that's hard to do, especially at quarterback. It's hard to do. And, you know, and I told the team, I was proud of them for not letting, you know, a quarterback deal can really divide a team. And they don't. Team's been great. They support both guys, and Zach was great. Zach had a hard time with it. That's human nature. Fifth year guy, started all the time. So, but we're gonna have to play Mike. We're gonna have to keep finding ways to get some juice going, and it's not easy.
Obviously, it works out. Were you worried when you made the decision to pull Michael that it might affect him mentally?
Affect Mike?
Yeah, be like getting the start, getting the opportunity, getting pulled kind of early.
No, I really wasn't, because nothing, just looking at him the last 8 months, how he's handled all this, he just seems unaffected by anything. You know, he'll make some throws now, and he'll be the first to tell you. You know, how did that happen? And it doesn't even faze him. And that's really a good quality where, you know, a lot of guys would be like, oh, my God. You know, they get down on themselves. And he just keeps playing. He likes to compete, and all he wants to do is play. And that's a little bit why we put him at receiver some, you know. He likes playing, and he's a good athlete and wants to win. So I really wasn't worried about that. He's got too good a competitive character.
Because,
and he's young.
Because you're using him more at quarterback, are you still going to try to use him in that
role? We'll keep playing around with different stuff. You know, try to steal some yards. He's a good athlete. And you hate to have him standing there, especially when you're not moving the ball.
The defensive effort the past four games is something Tech fans hadn't seen in a long, long time. Will that continue?
Well, I hope so. You know, Coach Spangler and his staff have done an outstanding job. You know, I think it starts with the toughness and the effort. And that's been something since we all got here. That's the number one thing in our program that we're trying to build. Because I think when you have that, you can overcome a lot of other problems. And for the most part, we played with pretty good toughness and effort on defense. And we also, you know, I think it helped having all these guys that have experience. And everybody said, well, you got everybody back, but they were the worst defense in the country. That's all I heard. So is that good or is that bad? Well, they bought in to a new way of doing things, and I think their experience of having been out there, they can play with a little more calm. You know, and I think that's a little bit why we struggle on offense. How many guys out there really have had a lot of snaps? None at receiver. I mean, zero. We got no guys out there that played one snap last year. We got the runners, but they run pretty good. We got some new guys up front that hadn't played a lot. The tight ends are doing well, but, you know, really they hadn't had a lot. I mean, we lost our tight end from last year. So there's a lot of new faces out there. And so experience does matter. And I think that's probably helped it a little bit.
What scares you most about this Boise game coming up?
Boise? Everything about them. you know, like I said, they don't have any weaknesses. They're good at everything. So we're going to have to find a way to move the football and score, and we're going to have to find a way to slow them down and prevent the score. I mean, it's that simple. And you know, we got to go out there and compete and swing for four quarters and then see what happens. You know, the one thing about Boise, if they smell a little cowardice in you, it's going to be a long one. You know, if they see any backing down, it gives them energy. And that's what good teams do. They're going to drive it home and really make it hurt. So.
Can you talk about just their success in the last few years being in the WAC? I mean, is that tough for a program to I guess, be as good as they are and get the recognition they get?
Well, what they did was they made a decision to invest in the program. I mean, I don't think there's any secrets about that. You know, everybody talks about wanting to be Boise, but there's a lot that goes into being Boise. I mean, they put a lot of money into that program. They got a good staff. They recruited well. They got a good scheme. And because of that, and they've scheduled well, you know, early in their deal. They weren't flying, I don't think. I mean, they weren't flying around the country getting banged up pretty good, you know. And they schedule well, and so they started winning games and gaining confidence in what they were doing. And then you win in games, and you start playing a little better than what you're used to doing. And then because you've invested in your facilities and in your support, you start recruiting a little bit better, and you get a few more guys here and a few more guys there, and you keep winning, and you're going to bowl games. And then next thing you know, all of a sudden, you got a pretty salty program. So, you know, it wasn't one coach, and it wasn't one player. You know, it was a total commitment to build it. And they've done a good job, and they deserve the credit that they're getting. And they're getting recognition and credit. And it's well deserved.
Were you hoping that game would keep going last night?
Yeah, I was hoping it'd go to about 28 overtimes. You know, and they'd fly their second team down here. We might have a chance.
Watching them the past two Sundays on ESPN, their crowd is just unbelievable. Like, obviously, you want to see that for the players, but something maybe Tech fans need to understand is creating that atmosphere to give you guys a chance at home.
And we got to do our part. You know, it's hard to cheer when you're not scoring any points. I mean, I don't even know if my wife's cheering. You know, so.
When you started scoring,
she started. And hey, I'll tell you what, our band was phenomenal. You know, I don't really pay attention to what's going on in the stands. I don't even hear it, but I heard the band just grinding. Even when we were grinding, they were grinding with us. You know, and Jim Rockin does a great job. But yeah, I mean, certainly we want an environment that is hard on the opponents and that brings us energy, because the fans do. They can bring us energy. I mean, they cheer. And you feed off of it. But it's a two-way street. You know, we got to do our part and play good football. And, you know, I think the one thing that I'll say is we're out there competing. And it's close games, and we've had some great home games so far. So hopefully people will keep coming and enjoying how we're playing and knowing we're not perfect and we got our issues and we're trying to work through them. You know, I hate that so many people left when it was 21-9. But that's, you know, I can't control that. And if we can keep playing and winning games in the fourth quarter, maybe in the future they won't. So that's why I say we got to do our part. And I think over time, you'll have some. But they're not just going to come in and all of a sudden say, cheer, when they hadn't done it. You know, I mean, you got to build it. Everybody wants something now. Let's make progress. We made a little progress. They all stayed for the Hawaii game. That was progress, right? And we had about half stay the last game. What do you think? And they cheered. They cheered great in the fourth quarter. But we were playing good, so that's why they cheered.
But you seem you can get that crowd support. I mean, the Hawaii game, the crowd was
fine. Yeah, I think we got to just build our program and you know, do a good job across the board. Playing well, getting good players, and competing for 60 minutes. And when you do that, people will come watch you. I believe that. You know, I said that when I got here. We're not going to convince people to come to the game by doing a circus act at halftime or in between the third and fourth quarter. People don't come for that. That may be entertaining while they're here, but they come because they want to see good football, period.
Coach, you talked about the Boise State team kind of sensing fear, intimidation. Hawaii seems like the same type of team. Are you going to use that example of kind of standing up to Hawaii and your team kind of standing up to them and not backing down as this Boise State game approaches?
Well, I just think that's got to be a standard of your program, you know. I mean, that's how you want your team to be. And I always talk about developing a reputation in the league. And I talk to our team about it all the time. And you develop a reputation by how you play, period. And then the teams in the league, they watch all the games, they see the tape, and they know what they're going to get when they come here. So you're already, in the beginning, you've got a little edge by how you play. So it's not something you go 1 week, we're going to stand up to these guys. You got to do it every week, and you got to hit them hard, and you got to play relentless. And when you do that over time, and you do it consistently, you start developing a reputation. You know, and I think what we've done defensively has gotten noticed in some ways, or in the league. I do. Now we got to continue to do that, but you know that takes time. So I don't see it as we got to stand up to these guys. We got to do that to everybody, you know, because it's almost an admission they're tougher than you when you say that. You know, the admission is we haven't played as tough as we should have over time. They have. So what are we going to do about it?
Any more questions for Coach?
You faced, obviously, Hawaii, high-powered passing offense last weekend, even with the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
How tough is Boise going to be, and what's it going to take?
Well, the difference here is now they're going to pound you, and they're going to try to break your will physically. So if you don't stop the run, you know, and then they throw the ball well enough to make big plays. They have fast receivers. They can go up and catch it. They do a great job of play action. They do a great job formation in you. And they break your will. That's what they do. And so it'll be a different kind of challenge than facing Hawaii. Very different. But, you know, Hawaii breaks your will by throwing for 600 yards. You know, and they have this appearance you can't stop them. They had another wild one. Okay, guys, thanks. Appreciate y'all coming.
Mr.